at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1988, the Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton, were defeated by the Midnight Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, to win the AWA World Tag Team title in Memphis. In 1990, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, broadcast their very last primetime main event special on the national broadcasting company, NBC. The main event had two featured matches, with boxer Mike Tyson billed as a guest ref, but Tyson pulled out of reffing the Hulk Hogan Randy Savage match after Tyson lost the World Heavyweight title to Buster Douglas in Tokyo, Japan. WWF got Buster Douglas to take Tyson's reffing spot. World Champ Hogan defeated Savage with his finisher, the classic leg drop. Hoo-yah! In 2005, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, telephoned former Extreme Championship Wrestling ECW wrestlers to partake in a June 2005 pay-per-view event that was called One Night Stand. One, I got two night stands by my bed. In 1949, Richard Flair, a.k.a. Ric Flair, was born in Memphis, Tennessee. Woo! In 1944, in a town called Tampa, Florida, love that place, a man by the name of Ed Strangler Lewis defeated Roland Kirchmeier by knockout with Kirchmeier's noggin at the floor. He was out cold, and Lewis won the Florida heavyweight title. But get this, he refused to take the title, and boom, it was returned to Kirchmeier. And in 2000, X-Pac with Torrey dropkicked Kane into steel steps and defeated him in the no-holds-barred match. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on Instagram at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com.